Well, hello. I'm glad that you called right now. I have in my possession a round rock. It's about the size of a large grapefruit. My dad gave it to me a number of years ago when he was in rock collecting. It has a real rough appearance. In fact, it looks much like a dirty ball with a lot of bumps on it. But appearance is deceptive, right? Let me repeat. Appearance is deceptive. On the inside of this rock is a beautiful, let's call it a cathedral of crystals. And how do I know? Because my dad cut a rock just like this one in half. It reminded me of a little boy who found a much smaller rock in the sand, took it home, played with it for a while. His father noticed it and said, "Let me see that rock, son." The boy probably wondered what his father was going to do with it. What did he do? He took it to the workshop and he worked on it. And skillfully he polished it at every angle, and the result, a beautiful stone that glittered brilliantly. "See," said the father, "here's the rough stone you gave me." Well, naturally the boy wondered about it, saying, "Well, how'd you do that, Dad?" And the father said, "I knew the hidden beauty and the value in the stone, so I freed it from its coat of dirt. Now it sparkles." My friend, I feel sometimes my life, yours too probably, gets coated with worry, anxiety, and fretting. What we need to do is to let the Lord free us, and He, the Heavenly Father, can see the beauty that lies within. In fact, He said in Ecclesiastes 3:11, "He, God, has made everything beautiful in its time." Now, I'm told that as when the boy grew up, his father gave him the precious stone as an emblem of the worth of his life. And as my dad knew what was in the rock, as that father knew what was in the stone, so the Lord certainly knows, my friend, what is in you. Please don't mar your beauty or cover it up with undue anxiety and frustration. Just cast your burden on the Lord. In fact, that's the kind of a prayer I would pray for you. Lord, we often do not feel we are beautiful or we're worth anything. The world puts on us a lot of guilt and shame. And when we buy into this, God, we are coating ourselves with lies and deception. So I ask in the name of Jesus that this one be freed and reflect in the sparkle, the light of the Word. And that is Jesus. In His name, amen. After the signal, if you'd like to speak to me, you may. God bless you, and goodbye.